Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hey guys, it's Wendy McNeil here with Charlie Jane Speakers. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Today's podcast is called Tailor-Made. Speakers must dress to connect. This is going to be a fun podcast, and I hope you guys love it. Before I get started, I want to mention that if you are not a part of our awesome Speakers Facebook community, it's free. You're missing out. So you can go to speakingbizcommunity.com, and you can join our Facebook group. And we look forward to seeing you over there. So let's get started. Tailor-made speakers, speakers must dress to connect. Could what you wear on a stage as a speaker make a difference in the success and impact of your speech? Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. If you want to make an immediate connection with your audience, you should have an array of outfits on hand to choose from when preparing for your event. All right? I mean, whether you're a suit and tie guy, or a dress and high heel gal, or you're a jeans and dress shirt, you know, or a blouse, or more your style, you should stock your wardrobe with different audiences in mind. Okay? I know. Some of you are like, really? I am who I am. Isn't that what you teach us, Wendy? To be authentic and true? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All the time. You can still convey your personality while dressing to fit the audience you're presenting in front of, right? I know it seems obvious, but it's a bit more subtle than that. Okay, stay with me here. You know, I'll tell you a little story. When I was a teenager, long, long time ago, I tried to fit in, as we all do when we're at that age, right? Trouble was, we were very poor, and my clothes were either hand-me-downs or handmade by my mom. You know, I know it sounds quaint for the 30s, but this was America in the 80s, and I've said. So we lived in the back northern woods of Minnesota. We had no electricity. Okay. Now, I can't make this stuff up. This is a true, I swear, true story. We lived in the back northern woods of Minnesota. No electricity, no running water, and certainly no closets full of nice, trendy clothes. I don't even know if I had a closet, honestly. Did I care? I was a teenager. Of course I cared. I was a teenager trying to fit in. I was trying to connect with those who I thought at the time were, quote unquote, my people. Now, my parents, wonderful, wonderful people. And, you know, we never lacked for love and emotional security. I mean, they did an amazing job raising us on next to nothing, it always seemed. As a teenager, I didn't always see what they were doing because I had social pressures, you know, of my life. I remember when one time it was time for prom, and I wanted to go so bad. I wanted to go so bad, but we couldn't afford a dress. So my sweet mother, I love her to death, she went to the local Benjamin Franklin, and she made me a dress out of a bed sheet. Yes, a bed sheet. Don't ask if that went over too well. Let's just say it was not a Scarlett O'Hara moment, to be sure. My point is that I felt I needed to dress a certain way to connect with people. That is true to a certain point. I would never fit in with the jocks or the preppy girls because I didn't dress like them. So connections were difficult and, you know, or impossible. Sure, back in the 80s, when this took place, the true barrier I was facing was the judgment of others. But we all know that is as real a challenge today as it has ever been. You know, and today I'm not a makeup or styling expert. I leave that advice to the true experts. Okay, I do know that as a speaker, you do need to dress appropriately to fit the audience. Okay, here's a scenario for you. All right, you're a tailored gray suit kind of guy. You know, you pride yourself on looking sharp, slick black hair, best cologne, and ready to just rock your audience. I say awesome. Nothing wrong with that, absolutely. This is great for those gigs where you're speaking to those Fortune 500 crowds, you know, at their annual conferences. Go for it. Just go easy on the strong cologne, okay? But let's just say your audience is college students or you're going to a high school auditorium. You're going to distract from your message if you dress that way. All right, as soon as you walk in, you look like, you know, you're from the government or a tightly wound up stress ball or, you know, a snooty high class fella, and you will have lost the majority of your audience to their phones and their friends next to them. Believe me, I've been in those rooms. It's not pretty, even if you are, okay? So those grueling hours of working to get the presentation perfect have now been undermined by an easily avoidable distraction. Am I saying to wear, you know, what the kids are wearing these days? Of course not. Of course not. But you should present yourself as an approachable, respectable, and relatable. Relatable. You can still look professional and pulled together, just not stuffy and stiff. You know, not, you don't want to be out of touch. Okay? Here's a tip. Try to get in the mindset of your audience beforehand and think as they would think. I've said that for years and years. What would they want to see in the speaker? You know, are you speaking to a garden club? Then go with that theme. Is your talk outdoors at a retreat? Dress like someone who's ready for adventure or at ease in nature. Mirror your audience, then add a 10% upgrade in your appearance. All right. You should research your audience so that you can dress for success. Let me say that again, guys. You should research your audience so that you can dress for success. To be honest, if it were me going into a high school auditorium, I mean, I'd be in a nice blouse, a pair of probably jeans, a nice pair of jeans. I probably wouldn't have holes in them. I doubt it. You know, maybe a belt and a sneaker style kind of loafers. And maybe I would have dress sandals on. I don't know. You know, depending on the season. My hair would most likely be neatly pulled back in a ponytail. And I would definitely not be in my suit. And most likely would not even wear a dress. That's me trying to connect with that group of people. All right. Now, you know, some schools may have faculty dress codes. And while you are not faculty, you are being brought in by the administration. So out of respect for them, you know, check to see if they have a preference for your style of dress or ask them to send you an email with their faculty dress code. They'll appreciate it and they'll remember your thoughtfulness. So you shouldn't get the attitude of, well, you know, if they can't connect with me, that's their deal. Really, I'm exaggerating because I know you. The professional speaker doesn't think that way. Have to say it though, right? It's not their deal. It's yours. It's not their deal. It's yours. And here's the awesome thing. It's something you have total control over. What else in the speaking world can you ever say that about? You know, what else in the speaking world can you say that about? Be sure to pack some items in your behind the stage bag, which can easily dress up or dress down your look as you preview and kind of, you know, check the house out there. Some items might be ties in a different, you know, different colors or patterns, maybe a silk scarf around your neck, classy artsy jewelry, a tailored sweater to replace your high-end tailored suit jacket, heels of different heights, maybe loafers or dress shoes. Your go bag should have a variety of items which help you fine-tune your look to align with your audience. That's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Once again, join our speaker community over at www.speakingbizcommunity.com. We have a great, amazing group of talented and wonderful speakers, and we hope to see you over there. You can also visit us online at charliejane.com, charliejane.com. Again, we have a speakers club that we do put out 200, sometimes more, speaking leads, speaking opportunities for our club members. Plus, of course, lots more inside the club. So you can check that out, the Charlie Jane Speakers Club at Charlie Jane, charliejane.com. Have a great day, guys.